This week and throughout the weekend, we get to honor mothers. To my nurses, our teachers, and my very own wonderful, kind-hearted queen mother, Avis Cherry Barrett. This tribute, darling, is for you.
Mama. Mama, you know I love you. Ooh, you know I love you, Mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
And Grandma.
Your love is like tears from the stars. Mama, I just want you to know. Loving you is like food to my soul.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Food to my soul.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Food to my soul. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
In prophetic intercession, this was the word of the Lord from Apostle John Eckhart for you and for the month of May.
The word that's taken from the scripture, Proverbs 13 and 12, which says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And so we've been decreeing that our hope will no longer be deferred. Our heart will not be sick. Our desire will come. It will be a tree of life, and it would come quickly because of delay. Many people have been experiencing delay. Some of it has been demonic. It's been demonic obstruction, blockage, hindrance, keeping you out of the things that you're believing and hoping for. And we're believing and decreeing that not only will it come, but it will come rapidly. There'll be a suddenly. And that verse in Amos chapter 9, which says things will happen so fast. That's the Message translation. Things will happen so fast that it'll make your head swim. It's going to be rapid fulfillments of prophetic words that you received even years ago. It's going to come suddenly, and it's going to come quickly. It's going to be rapid breakthroughs and rapid advancements and rapid change and rapid movement in your life. It's going to be rapid connections and rapid wealth and rapid promotions that are going to happen. We're decreeing and prophesying rapid something quickly happening in your life, and that delay, that obstruction, that blockage, that hindrance that has been in your way, whether it's in your finances, your relationships, your ministry, your business, your family, your career, whatever it is, your vision, your dream, that delay is going to be broken. And the scripture says, if you believe his prophets, you will prosper. There's coming rapid prosperity. I heard again, after last night, I heard the word rush. When something is moving rapidly, it is rushing. It is moving quickly. There's a rapid flow, a rapid current. We often think about rapids when water is moving very quickly down a river.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matherson with my lady, Claudia Lewis. Everybody calls Queen Trina. And Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We like, come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man.
So in the upcoming conversation, you'll hear different voices because we had some of our listeners call into Clubhouse and we had a wonderful dialogue with them. And Veronica is going to just tell you a little bit more about what we spoke to them about.
Do you know what the black tax is?
It sounds like what I pay. Well,
no, I don't.
Kinda sorta. So what the black tax is, it's when you have a family member who they might be the only person or the first person, the or the first person to kind of quote unquote make it.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel that obligation now to support the rest of the family.
Oh, we don't do that automatically?
Yes. Yes, son. So what happens is the family pressures that one person who has, you know, kind of made it out to, okay, anything they need, that's the family who everybody calls. So the cousin, the mother, the father, the sister, the brother, everybody going to that one person. Now, that person might not have, when I say made it, they might just be the first one to graduate from college and got a, you know, a 9-to-5. And they move out and they're living on their own. But the other siblings, they might work at the grocery store, at the fast food place, and, you know, they need help. So who they going to go to? Keisha, who have her apartment in the city, and Keisha have a 9-to-5 job with benefits. So everybody going to call on Keisha.
Yep.
So I have a story where I think most people who live abroad and they have relatives in their home country or even here, might be from a different state, where they feel that because you're abroad, it's okay for them to call on you and ask you for assistance, which is fine. This is my story. So I have cousins. You know, you can have distance cousins and stuff, but, you know, you grew up with them and everything, and you're at them, you know, good. So they're living in Jamaica, and you're here. And if they have a little issue, they call you and ask you, and, you know, you support. My thing is, I will support you if you have a business plan. I will support you if you have a plan to, because I'm not going to be a revolving door, period. And I'm a bit direct, so my family already know that. I am not going to be a revolving door. Every September in Jamaica, school begins for everyone on the island. It's not a shock. It's not a surprise. This happens every year. Automatically, you cannot call me August 31st telling me that your child needs to go to school in September. It's not a surprise. What were you doing before? What happened? So if you can't respond, and I always ask questions, if I'm going to give you money that I work hard for and you did not have the ability to put funds away for your emergency, I'm going to question you about the funds. So my family member now, they want funds, and that's fine. Help your God, good. The next time you want to start a business so that you don't have to ask people because you're going to start a business. All right, what's the business? What are you going to do? How is it going to work? I'm asking all these questions because guess what? Now I'm an investor, right? Because if I'm helping you start the business, I'm the investor. How are you going to make this work? Blah, blah, blah. But what I find with me, I can do that and I will do that. What I find with a lot of people, they don't do that. They keep sending the money back home to any relative who keep calling. And when that doesn't work, they call them again. And when that doesn't work, they call them again. You're not helping them. You're enabling them. Because they're not going to try hard. Because if it don't work, guess what? They can't pick up the phone and call you. That's a form of black tax. And you feel guilty because you're like, oh my God, they're having a hard time. And things are rough. They just need a hand up. No, no, no. The hand up all of a sudden start become a handout. It's fine helping people up, but when it starts to become a handout, that's when you need to stop. Finding helping people get up, because everybody needs help. and we should always help. But one of the things that if you are trying to make it, it's difficult for you to take people on your back. Make it first. Climb the mountain. Make it up the hill. Make sure that you are in a position to assist people behind you. But it's harder for you to get to the top if you are carrying people on your back constantly. And especially if the people who we are carrying is not assisting you to go up that hill, that's only making the work harder. You have to get rid of the load. Get them off your back. Climb up the hill a little bit easier. Not that the hill isn't going to be difficult, but it's going to be more difficult if you have them on your back. Having them on your back is you supporting them constantly. That's not going to help you to get to the top of the hill. Get rid of the heavy dead weight that is not supporting you. Keep the ones that are helping you, like when you're tired, bringing your water. Like when you're tired, helping you to give you rest. Like when you're tired and they're giving you a investment idea to, you know, help you climb the hill a little higher. Keep those people. But the ones that are just leaning and just chilling, adding weight to you and not assisting you up the hill, get rid of it.
Who can relate to Black Tax? Let me just put up my hand, my foot. But anybody in the audience have a Black Tax story, especially when you're single? It's like, why do people think that because you're single, you have nothing, no life, no body? They don't think about anything that you have. They're thinking
you
that
don't
okay,
have any
it's all about them.
You don't have any responsibility. So your phone should be more, it should be easier to just hand out. Jamaicans will say you don't have a chick or a child.
I can relate to that where... Even though I live in Jamaica, you still have people who call me or they will look at me and say, you have money. I was like, how do I look like I have money? I'm a poor person too. I just know how to manage myself. And you have people who like, okay, help me out to get back to school. What have you been doing throughout the year? I mean... I have a goddaughter, and I don't wait until it is the day before school to support the mom to do something for my godchild. I start saving from the 1st of September for things for next year, September. And you will have people who come to me and say, you can't, they say, make up. You can't make me up. More on to buy Sharon a shoes or they run shop because my partner draw never come in time, so you can help make up and buy school supplies. And I was like, why on always wait until last minute for buy stuff for back to school? And it's not like the child just starting school for the first time, so you're not accustomed to buying back to school stuff. It's not like you don't know the child is coming back. So what I do with my friends who have children or a child, I would come to them and say, remember, today's October. We know so you have to buy for Christmas, but remember you have back to school stuff. Put on $200 a year so and me keep it for you. Don't worry. Every month you give me $200, $200. By the time you're ready to go back to school, you have all the... Instead of I don't know. They start this bad habit now to have cake sale. Every month somebody DM you in WhatsApp. I have a cake sale. Or them have round robin and all of these stuff. Just to survive. And I was like, every time you keep on going to these round robin to support your friend, you could have put it down back to school stuff. Or you could have put it back for a project for something else, but I don't know. It boils down to learning this from a tender age, learning how to cope with your money, learn how to manage your money, learning how to adjust with your money, learning how to deal with emergency, learning the needs and the wants, learning how to tell people no because
no is a full sentence, no explanation needed.
And some people are looking at you when you say no, they look at you like, You're going like you're hotter than anybody.
Oh, no, that's I'm fine. Not. I am. No. I am.
And they look at you like they know you have people now. They're walking around. There's every time of the month. Not every month, I should say. There is a particular time of the year, starting October, everybody always bundle. They always want somebody to help them build them up, back up. Why October, November, and December, everywhere in Jamaica, start bundle? How start bundle? Them lose everything. They need help. You can't make them up for buy groceries or so. And what I see they start training to do now is get the kids them after school. You're in traffic. You see the kids them walking, knocking on the car doors. Miss, I want lunch money for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a holiday. What you need lunch money for tomorrow to do? You should be at home. Why are you thinking about lunch money for school on a holiday? Miss, my parents, them don't work.
Yeah, so you're trying to figure out what is the story and what is the con.
Yeah, because it's so popular now. Every stoplight you see two or three child or children running through the traffic saying, Miss McCann, get lunch money. And there's this particular guy that always say he's going to UTEC. For 18 years, I know this person. He's always going to UE to complete his studies. And I was like, how you can't finish school? Me finish college. Why you can't finish college? Every time you buy
Miss... Because he's on the street.
Yep. And they get it so readily on the street. I don't know if that's a new way of, as you call it, black market, but
or black tax. But it's just a way to play on people's emotions and feelings, and that's just another way of people getting people to give them funds. That's all that is.
And they walk. No, it's so ridiculous because sometimes they use the poor innocent kids to do it, and it hurt my feelings to know that. Sometimes I would stop them and say, why aren't you not at school? Oh, Miss McCann, I forgot to go to school. Why? There are programs the government have put into the institutions right across Jamaica for students who can't afford lunch money. They will provide them a meal each day. And they need to do it. And they'll tell you that, Miss, that's not enough.
Or Jennifer, what you don't understand is I saw Yendi Phillips has a program called Odyssey, and she interviewed one of the street guys who did the windscreen wipers, and they clean the cars, and he was talking about how much money he could make collecting and wiping, washing the windscreen at the stoplights. So sometimes when you see those kids out there, it's not, yes, they do have those stories where they're there to help to go back to school, and they're there to help to get food for the night or to take home for the family. But they can, some of them are there to make a lot of money, because if they're out there collecting money all day, and yes, the sun hot, and yes, it's under hard conditions, and they might not get, but they make more money there than sitting in a classroom. And if their parents not collecting a lot of funds, and they don't have a job, a child out there will make more money than the parent, because a lot of people, just by human nature, especially females, will feel sorry for the kids than for the adult, because they will look at the adult and say they need to go and find work. Where they will take the money and give to the child. They are not going to give it to the adults. And parents use the kids to get the funds.
Thank you for listening to the Beloved Queens podcast. Sit tight. We'll be right back.
This royal shout out goes to Queen Kay Barnwell, the founder of Billy Boo, a girls' empowerment brand for the princesses in your life. Their focus is on products designed to empower girls to increase their self-awareness, self-identity, and self-care. Mothers of girls know the great struggle when it comes to finding unique products with an uplifting message. Well, search no more. Billy Boo's founder had the same problem with her daughter, so she created a solution. If you're looking for unique gifts, toys, clothing that promotes positive self-image, shop BillyBoo.com online, and that's Billy with an I. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area, head over to 4651 Woodstock Road, Roswell, Georgia. It's inside Painted Tree Roswell Space E18. Opens daily from 10 a.m. through 8 p.m. You and your princesses won't regret it. Billy Boo guarantees a magical experience. At Billy Boo, be free to be you. Go ahead, follow them on Instagram at official Billy Boo. www.billiboo.
Beloved, come join us in the room on Clubhouse for Talk Up the Takes, where we're going to discuss freely. We'll be live. Come bring your testimonies. We have been sharing with you, so come share with us. Share with at least 10 people so we all can talk up the things then.
We're inviting women-run businesses to partner with us. Yes, our sponsorship packages are available at thebelovedqueens.com. All you have to do is simply click the red heart at the top right-hand corner to take advantage of the ads and other amazing offers. If you're a listener, though, who enjoys our content and would love to support us, you can donate there, too. And we're back. For the month of May, I would love to begin this blessing. It's from a book called The Esther Anointing. And I'd like to just declare the favor of God for your assignment. I proclaim that this is the year of the favor of the Lord. This is the set time for the favor of the Lord to be manifested in your life. You're growing in stature. Wisdom is increasing, and favor is being multiplied to you. Let the favor of the Lord open doors to your assignment that no man can shut. You'll receive preferential treatment, goodwill, and advantages towards success in every area of your life. Let the favor of the Lord surround you as a shield. Let the spirit of favor compel men to assist you in your destiny. The kings of the earth are extending the scepter of favor toward you, and you have all the financial resources to accomplish the purpose of God. Leaders and heads of state show kind regards toward you. Their hearts are open to hear and grant your request. You have favor with everyone assigned to your destiny. You'll receive life and favor of the Most High God. You have favor with God. You have favor with man. God surrounds and protects you with favor like a shield. The Lord is your sun and shield. He bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does he withhold from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't wait for Mother's Day to start showing your mama, mommy, mommy a little love. Start today. Get her that extra special pedicure she always wanted. get her that extra massage she's been looking for. If she has a special preference with food, go ahead, send it to her on lunchtime. Let's just begin to lavish love on our queens. It's affirmation time with Queen Trina.
For you, beloved, I am abundant. Today, I welcome money into my life. Money flows to me in expected and unexpected ways. Today, I am hyper aware of money making opportunities. I am open and ready to receive new streams of income. Today, I activate my wealth potential. I am abundance personified. Today, I see evidence of abundance all around me. I am a prosperity magnet. Today, I recognize money making opportunity. My inner guidance reveal countless profitable ideas. Today, I act upon my inspired ideas. I am abundant. Beloved, I challenge you for the next 7 days to say these money manifestation affirmation to create money-making opportunities in your lives.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queen.